fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Question is, did you vote? There's still time. Get out and voice your opinion. Vote. Or no, make noise. People that make noise, majority of them, don't vote. So if you don't vote, you got no say. You gave your right to the other person that voted. So much for the voting. Okay? Anyway, the topic I wanted to talk about is seatbelts. Again. Okay? The seatbelts. A government has no right to make laws that does not affect anybody but you. Okay? That's number one. If wearing a seatbelt saves the person that is in front of you, yes. But the seatbelt was made, I feel, to take away your constitutional right. Okay? Because they're going into the Constitution. Like I said, as long as you don't endanger anybody but yourself, they should not be making laws like that. The other thing, go check. The cars are called dwellings. When we had the hippies living in cars, they changed it to dwellings. And that's the reason why when the police pulls you over, he doesn't stick his hand into the car. He's outside and he wants you to hand him your license and registration. Those of you that got cited, think about it, right? Because the car is a dwelling, he sticks his hand into the car, he's breaking into your home. Okay, remember that now. If it's a dwelling, how can government make laws about what you have to do or don't do in your home? Okay? If the car is your dwelling, how can they make laws that say, hey, you gotta wear a seatbelt in your house? That's wrong. Okay? I know it's election day today, and hopefully you voted for the right people. A lot of people I'm hearing don't vote because they feel it's rigged. How do we know? We don't know. But we just got to chance them and vote and see what the outcomes come out. But one day, it'll all surface because this kind of dishonest stuff cannot go on forever. It will surface. Like everything else. Okay? So, that's so far on seatbelts. Give us a call, 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And the other thing, your friends, your relatives, let them know that we're on the internet. So if they cannot pick up and receive the broadcast on their radio, go on the internet. Okay? You go to my website and you can pick it up there. www.georgenita.com. Okay? Okay. Anyway, I voted at 7:30 today. Nice and empty. Just walk right in and vote. Anyway, do you notice that your temperature is rising on your engine today? Any of you notice that? Your engine's running hotter? Okay, the engine runs hotter because of lower octane. Low octane makes it run hot because it leans out. It fast burning. It doesn't push the piston all the way down and make it run cooler. Okay, it's running hot because of low octane. When it's low octane, it also detonates. Detonate means pinging. A lot of times you don't hear it because the computer retards the engine. Yes, retards it. You know, like a person that's retarded. Very slow. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? If you have any questions, comments, whatever. We're very flexible.
George, we have a caller on the line who wanted to call about what you were just talking about.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, George.
Hi.
Brandon, how you doing today?
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, a couple of comments, hopefully I'm not too long. But you know how you mentioned earlier that common sense passed away way back in the 60s, 70s? You know, the other day I was coming home on my street, and my neighbor, this is unbelievable, he's backing up. He has the cigarette in the left hand, and he's talking on the phone with his shoulder on the right hand. And you know, on my street, there's a lot of kids that walk to school, because I live near elementary school. There's a lot of kids that walk to school in the 7 o'clock hour. So what's going to happen if Bozo does that, and there's a tragic accident?
Oh,
you know, it's just like that accident in Ayer where the guy was doing a good deed for the woman.
Yep.
The guy was cutting her grass, and somehow the driver veered off to the road and killed him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people of Hawaii need to wake up and don't use the phone. What's so important? It's like they cherish the phone more than an innocent life.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
And I've had it because I catch the bus to work, because where I work, you know, there's a long wait list for parking. So I catch the bus, and I don't have to, thank goodness I don't have to worry about dealing with the selfish drivers out there, but I see people left and right using the phone, chatting away, texting on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's...
Because it's not enforced.
It boggles my mind that people don't realize that, you know, you need to be focused on driving. And, you know, a lot of parents, they're hypocrites because they tell their kids to focus on driving. What happens maybe the next day? They're the very ones on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the thing, too? I was watching on CNN. They said even hands-free device, that's even distracted driving.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're talking, you know, you're not really 100% focused on the road.
Yes. And I agree with you 100% on that, because Thursday morning, I was going to pick up breakfast from Zippy's.
Yes.
Okay, this lady is backing out in a Sienna van, and good thing my dog jumped and I looked. She's backing up and was almost running me over.
Yeah, and you know, George, how many times we go to the shopping malls and cars are like, they're completely over the line.
Yep, people don't care.
It's like, and you know, it's very frustrating that people don't realize, because all it takes is one time to lose concentration and not be focused, and a tragic
That's a life.
Event can happen.
Yes.
And one other thing, you know, the people out there, they got to get out and vote, because I'm hearing the numbers are real low. I'm hearing numbers that they're projecting it to be in 30%.
Wow.
30% voters, and people wonder why things don't change, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Thanks, George. I appreciate your show.
Take care. Okay, that's for real. People don't vote. I don't know. In the old days, way back, people fought to vote. They wanted the right to vote. Well, they got it. Now they don't vote. Whatever. Don't understand that. But yes, like the last caller said, people are not paying attention. And yes, that lady almost ran over my dog Colo and me in the Vineyard Zippy's parking lot. Unbelievable. She's on the phone, reversing, not even looking back. So, they gotta enforce the law, and in fact, I'm in favor of making the law even stricter. Take away the phone. You get caught for using the phone while driving, take away the phone. Impound it. Then maybe people will listen. I don't know. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, anyway, when buying a used car or a new car, people go to the blue book, the so-called blue book. Okay? The blue book is only a starting point. Okay? For example, what would you pay, or what do you think a car that, let's say, a 57 Chevy Bel Air, two-door, hot top, brand spanking new, with the sticker still on the window. If you go to the blue book, it'll give you a used car price. It does not have what the new car is supposed to be. Or let's change it then. Let's go to another car. Let's say a 94 Mustang Cobra that is brand spanking new, 0 miles, never been registered, sticker on the window. The blue book will give you a used car price. Is that the price of the car's value? If that was your car, what would you sell it for? For the blue book price? Think about it. Anyway, a lot of people use the blue book, but it's a starting point. Or let's change it a little now. Let's say the blue book says this 94 Mustang Cobra is worth $8,000. But you look at this one that is for sale, it's all rotten and don't even run. Are you going to pay $8,000 for that? Huh?
No, I was just going to ask you that. If it's a starting point and something's a piece of rusted tin can, I'm not going to pay $8,000 for that.
Yeah, that's the way buyers go. They say, but your car is listed at the X amount of dollars in the blue book, okay, when it's higher. But on the other hand, would they pay that price for a rusted car that don't even run? No. So that's why people, you have to look at the blue book as a starting point. And if you really want a car, you buy it. If you don't have the money to buy it, then walk away. But don't try to Jew down the guy and get him to give you the car for dirt cheap, because the blue book says that. It's the same principle with a rusty old clunker that the Blue Book says $8,000, you're not going to pay $8,000. Okay? So, be reasonable and be fair.
It's break time. We'll be right back with George and Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. UnitedHealthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's
808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. And you know what? I'm going to give a shout-out to a lady I saw interview on the news. They were talking about the new contrafold lane that they did in Waianae.
Right.
And I don't know if you saw the story, but this lady explained it perfectly. She said, you know, if people would just follow the law and try to go every other car and not stop, the traffic would flow through. But what they had was people making illegal U-turns, stopping traffic, people driving down the shoulder to get in front of the traffic, and the traffic is all jammed up. And I started thinking about this, and here's my solution. You know, we're always turning to, or like you said, you know, solve this, solve that. I'm beginning to think 70% of our driving problem is people that don't know how to drive, or they're not courteous, or like you were saying previously, they're on the phone, they're texting, they're doing everything but driving. So what do you think about some kind of like a random retesting of drivers? You know, like when you go to renew your license, there's a lottery, and then you have like 6 months you have to go get reevaluated. What do you think, George?
Well, you know, Bob, what I see with these drivers, even those that first get the driver license, there's a short period, and then they forget everything. They just forget everything. And
yeah,
just...
no, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. We need some way, but you know what? You're right, because you still, that's what people do. They'll study for the test. They'll pass the test, right?
Mm-hmm.
and then they go back to whatever they did.
That's right.
And another point, because I know I'm running long. Parents, your kids watch the way you drive way before you start teaching them to drive.
Yep.
They're in the car with you, and you know how kids are sponges. When you're driving around cussing at people and cutting off people and flying around, what do you think the kid is learning? And then you act surprised. Oh, well, my kid's polite. No, the kid is acting like what he sees you acting like when they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. We'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. But you're right, Bob. You're right. And the thing on that Y9 thing, by making that contraflow lane, is only a small band-aid for a major problem. They need to fix it. All these contraflow lanes is just band-aid. And if you go look in California, do you see any contraflow lanes? No. There's no contraflow lanes. Just make the road wider. Y9 road is the same from the 60s. But you got more people living there now. You gotta widen it. But is there any push to widen it? No, because there's a push to make rail, or there's a push to do something else. Okay? It's not to help the people of Waianae. The day you show me, since it's election day, the day you show me a politician that's in office that has the heart 100% for the people of Hawaii, I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. I'm telling you. Think about it. They run for office to represent you. You, the people of Hawaii. Okay? But are they doing it? No. I know a lot of people don't want to hear it because they work for them, but that's the truth. Okay? So, anyway, the people who are in charge of the Department of Transportation, are they qualified? What is their qualification as far as transportation goes? I mean, you go to a doctor, a dentist, he has to be qualified, right? Am I right? You go to a mechanic, he's supposed to be certified, right?
Right.
What about the people in charge of EPA, transportation, whatever? Are they qualified? No. It's a friend of a friend, so we put them in. It's not the way it's supposed to be. Okay? Would you go have a heart surgery by a friend of a friend that is not qualified? I don't think so. So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? Okay. So, here's a big one, folks. And I get really bent out of shape every time I hear this. I see it on TV, I'm out of shape, okay? Every time there's an accident, listen now, listen, please. Every time there's a fatal accident, don't they always say speed or alcohol was a factor? Huh? They always blame the easy stuff. But I don't care if the person was stone sober or a professional Grand Prix race driver. If it had a mechanical problem, they wouldn't be able to handle the car. But did HPD ever look at that? No. No. Like this car I had to do investigation on, that the fire department claims that oil leaking on the exhaust caused the car to catch fire. Okay? Well, I was hired to go check it. Folks, I put the car up on the lift and looked under the car. There was no sign of oil leak. The bottom of the car was completely dry, better than average. Nothing. No oil at all. So how can the fire department claim that oil leaking to the exhaust caused the fire? They blamed the mechanic. The mechanic shop was in Waipahu. They blamed the two mechanics that worked on it that it was oil leak. Well, I put it up and I showed all the lawyers. Come, show me where there's an oil leak. There was no oil leak. Okay? But so much of these cases are going on and it flips me over. I cannot believe it. So if you have a relative, friend, or whatever that gets into an accident, and it's a bad accident, have the car checked by a good professional. Okay? And I'll tell you, 9 out of 10 is going to be mechanical failure. Okay? So, anyway. Who's next on the line?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hey, Dean.
Oh, hi. Just wanted to change the report to the listeners. Yep, keep using the Shell V-Power gas. And I made a believer out of another friend. We went out for dinner Thursday, and we had to pick up his son at UH, late at night from UH, where he was studying for his finals. So I told him, oh, good. We were down to the last drop of gas in this Ford Escape 2014 EcoBoost car. So we had to stop at McCulley to get gas, okay? So we filled up the V-Power, we filled the V-Power gas again. So I think yesterday I called him. I said, hey, you know, now that we put the V-Power in your new car, any difference you notice? He goes, yeah, there is. The gas don't go down as fast like the other brands. And yeah, the car does run better. You're right, he told me. So, see?
Yeah, I know people...
See?
Have a hard time believing. Yep. Yep. That's how they have a hard time believing about ethanol.
Yeah.
I had a talk with a guy about ethanol this morning, and he's against it. And I said, how do you know it's the ethanol causing the problems? He said, because that's the last thing they put in. I said, how do you know that's the last thing they put in? How do you know they didn't add something else?
Yeah.
He couldn't answer that.
Yeah, he couldn't answer that.
So?
Even like my lawnmower repair guy that came the other day, he told me, hey, no mix the gas with ethanol. That's what's screwing up your lawnmower. I said, baloney. The ethanol-free gas that I tried putting, I couldn't get the thing to stop. Now, how come when I spiked it 50-50, it fired right up? You know, I couldn't say anything.
They don't understand. That's sad how mechanics in Hawaii don't understand. It's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dean.
Anyway. Thanks, George. Aloha.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Is it break time?
Yes, it is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high. If he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call before the times run out. Okay, everybody want to try to squeeze in when we're going off the air. Okay, so anyway, keep that in mind about a relative or friend or whoever gets into an accident. And, you know, they're blaming speed, alcohol, or whatever. Have the car checked first. First of all, check it. Okay? Because I do that kind of work and I've been checking and I have yet to see one where it was the driver's fault. Okay? You can't steer if your steering falls off. You can be stone sober. You're not going to be able to control the car. Anyway, think about it. Remember that. So every time you see accidents on the TV and the news, remember what I said. It's not all the time the driver's fault. But it's so easy to blame the driver. Okay? Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. The thing about life today, okay, I would recommend highly for you to go to my website, www.georgenita.com, and go look for that poem that we have. We don't put it on the air because it's really long. It's called If I Knew. Go read it. It's very, very good. If I Knew. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, George. Hey, George. Show me a Hawaiian flying donkey.
I'll show you.
Everybody wants to see that. And
yeah,
you show me
a straight politician.
Don't complain, but I want to add, don't cry and don't jump off the building.
Well, it's sad. People, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. What's wrong is you say 30%, you know. Yeah, I hear people tell me, I don't want to vote this and that reason, and you don't vote, then you're voting for status quo. Same thing, you'll get the same thing.
Well, a lot of people are saying they don't vote. They don't vote because they feel it's fixed. Is rigged.
Might be, but like you said, you got a chance and you got to have faith. You got to try to do all you can, the best you can, and, you know, use the process. You don't like the process and the system, you got to change them. Meaning you got to change the politicians. Yeah, the politicians should get licensed, like you said. Yeah. Anyway, all I want to say to add to what you said the first thing when you came on the air, people, you got to go out there and vote all the bombs. And I want to add one more. I hate to say this, but you got to vote all the liberals, the progressive PAC, and the LGBT. It's destroying America and Hawaii. Go out there and vote and change and make life better here in Hawaii, better to live, work, and play, and enjoy life how it's supposed to be. Better for business. You know, business is the only one create jobs. So, anyway, no racing this week. I think on the 18th, so I'll call in about that then. So, in the meantime, George, take care. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Yes, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. I think I ran into somebody. I think it was Carl Rhodes. And Carl said the percentage of voters today as of 11 o'clock was way, way lower than the last time. So, I don't know. Whatever. Okay, so the car, your automobile, is the second biggest investment in your life. The first biggest investment is your home. Okay? And second is your car. Well, registration here in Hawaii is way out of hand, folks. It's way, way out of hand. We are the second highest in the nation. And we're the smallest state in the nation. Okay? How is that? Arizona a Toyota Camry is $40 for the year. $40. It's not $40 in any island in Hawaii. And on the mainland, those old classic cars, it's free. They don't get charged. Because when I talked to those states, they said, oh, we don't charge them because they hardly drive on the road. Ever. That's true. They don't drive every day like the normal new cars. So I thought that was really good. But Hawaii doesn't give any vehicle a break. They charge them the yin-yang for everything. Aside from that, they charge the seniors crazy property tax. The seniors. The seniors that brought the young people today in office in this world. Shouldn't you take care of the seniors? The other states do. What happened to Hawaii? They charge the yin-yang out of all the seniors and the veterans. They have no aloha for them. That's sad. That's really, really sad. Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay?
Do you notice when you're driving that people are driving more, they're more impatient?
Definitely. Yep. They're more impatient, inconsiderate, and don't worry about the next person. Terrible.
I think maybe they're driving more like people on the East Coast.
From what I'm told by Bob, he said no. The East Coast is way worse than here.
Yeah, you're not even close to that yet. I mean, I admit it's getting worse, but you're not dealing with New York or Philadelphia or Boston or Washington, D.C. yet.
Yep, that's right. Anyway, we recommend using 2 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of Shell 92 V-Power gas. 2 gallons of ethanol to the V-Power gas, even 1 gallon, will increase your gas mileage, will cut back on your auto repairs, will make your car happy and live longer. Okay? What happens when you go to a nightclub and you drink? You get happy. Okay? That's ethanol. You're drinking ethanol. So, if you fed your car some ethanol, you would be happy.
Maybe. Okay, we have Ron from Honolulu.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, how's it going? I got a tip. When you're walking around in a parking lot, look for the reverse lights on the cars.
Yeah, this one didn't have any.
Uh-oh. That's unsafe. Anyway, and another thing, people, when I'm reversing, I'm in motion, they'll cross behind me.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it, how stupid some people.
Well,
I know one way to eliminate stupid drivers. They got to have a motor before they get a car license. That way you get rid of half of them.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well,
they take care of themselves.
That car, that van that was backing up, had a new safety check.
Okay.
And no stoplights and no reverse lights. How's that? So what the sense in having safety check?
I think we lost him.
Yeah, anyway.
Okay, we have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. Why do you say put the ethanol and then top it off with the rest of the gasoline? Why can't you put gasoline or half gasoline and then put the ethanol in between and put more gas?
Because it's double job.
Because usually I let my car go to a quarter tank.
Mm-hmm.
So So it's still okay to put the...
Yeah. Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay. And by the way, the oil companies don't want me telling you this, that ethanol does give you better gas mileage. Okay? That's why the oil companies are the ones behind all this bad propaganda about ethanol. I mean, if you want to test it your own, folks, if you want to educate yourself, come get some ethanol in a bottle, okay, in a glass bottle or a plastic bottle that you can see in, and put in the rubber sealed gaskets, everything that they say it eats up and destroys. You be the judge. You look at it and you see if it really does destroy it. It won't. I guarantee you that. If the ethanol destroys anything in that bottle, I'll show you a flying Hawaiian donkey. Okay? That's the way I tested it. Before I recommended the ethanol to you, because I wanted to make sure. Okay? There is something else in the gasoline that is very hazardous to our health and to your car.
Okay, we have Barbara back on.
Hi, Barbara.
I forgot to tell you, I did say this long time ago when I first used the ethanol, but it's very good for a person who is very ignorant and lazy about the car. I do recommend that you try it at least once.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Understand.
Yep. Yeah.
And the thing is, the end product is oxygen, not carbon dioxide.
Yep.
Oh,
very good.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Barbara. But it's very hard to educate the people. People are fixed on one way. It's sad. Henry Ford, when he first made the car, it all ran on ethanol. And Henry Ford was a very, very smart man. He made the claim that ethanol would be the best fuel for the world. And he was right. If, and that's the biggest American word, if the world went with ethanol and not oil, we would never have this global warming and all this other pollution that we have on the earth. And you want to talk green? That's ethanol. That is green. Because it's made from plants. Rubbish. You're not drilling it out of the ground. Oil comes from the ground. Do they replace that big cavity in the ground with anything else? No. They don't replace it. So, the earth is spinning like a wheel. If you take weight off of a wheel, what would happen? The wheel will shimmy. It will shake. What do you think you're doing to the world by taking out and burning off all that oil from the ground? Think about it, folks. It's common sense. Well, go to my website and go look it all up. I have lots of information there on the web. And I would really want all of you to read that poem, If I Knew. Okay?
Okay, we have Jerry from Makaha.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, George, how you doing today? Did you vote?
Naturally.
Well, I'm headed in to vote, so...
Hopefully you're voting for the right people.
I hear the numbers are kind of down, but, you know, we got to have faith.
Yep.
Got to have faith in our system. If you don't vote, then you shouldn't be talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I had a couple things. Thank God we finally got that Contraflow over there by Nanakuli, because that is a real pain, George. You know, the worst part is the buses. You know, they stop, the bus stop is in that right lane, so people got to stop that the people on and off. There's a few places that the bus can turn off, you know, get off the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them, it's, you know, you're stuck. And then if you're in the other lane, then a lot of people are turning left at Nanakuli, you know, along there.
Yep.
So that you get behind, you're
kind of
dodging from one lane to the other, you know?
Yep.
But at least with that additional lane, it's helping. I wish they would be able to widen it all the way. But the other thing I wanted to talk to you about is this policeman, you know? I come to town quite a bit, and I've kind of given up driving unless I have my wife with me. Then at least we can go in HOV lane.
Mm-hmm.
But, George, if you only know how many people are in the HOV lane, there's only one person. And, you know, I don't see any policemen pulling people over, giving them a ticket. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of sad that I don't know what's going on. Even down there this morning, my next-door neighbor had to call the cops. There's some kind of a dispute with the next-door neighbor. But I don't know what's worse, road rage, or these people who just have no respect for each other. George, what's happening to our world?
Well, Jerry, I think what is happening in the world is the people losing belief and faith in Jesus. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yep.
It's sad. But you know, if you're in California, you'll see cops all along. Like, say, if you're in that HOV lane, there's three or four cops, and they just pull them over left and right behind each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
you see them over here?
They don't have that here. I mean, I go all the way into town. I don't see one cop.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, listen, George, I really enjoy your show. I didn't get to catch the early part. I just was doing something, but I wanted to call in and say, you know, how encouraging it is to got somebody with your expertise on not only in ethanol, but in cars and mechanics and stuff like that. This state of Hawaii should be really blessed that you're on the air. So I hope you're going to be on many, many, many more years, George.
Hopefully.
All right. Well, you have an awesome day, George. I'm going to go vote.
You too, Jerry. Take
care. Okay. Aloha, George.
Aloha. Okay. So give us a call at 524-1080. Okay?
We have to go to a short break, so stay tuned to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. They're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? We're here to try to help you save money on your car, your second biggest investment in your life. Being your second biggest investment in your life, I see so many people abuse it. It's sad. It's so super sad. They buy a brand new beautiful car, BMW, and never, ever, ever wax it ever. So sad. So sad. Anyway, up to you. As Safari Char would say, lose money.
Okay, we got Barbara on the line again.
Hi, Barbara.
You told me that the AMSOIL transmission fluid that lasts for 100,000 miles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put it in if it's 60,000 miles already, or if it's 40,000 and below that is okay. But why is that?
What do you mean, why is that?
Why, if you have higher mileage, you're not recommending the AMSOIL?
It's because you already wore out the trans. You see, if the gasoline that people use is what is posted on the pump, no problem. But it's not. It's never been ever since 2005. Okay? And when you don't have the proper octane, and if you go read your owner's manual, it'll explain there that do not run fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will happen. And the computer tries to retard the engine, save the engine, but the computer also controls the automatic transmission. It cannot retard it enough, it slips, it makes the automatic transmission slip. And when it slips, it burns up the trans. So if you don't have that good AMSOIL in there, it's gone. Okay?
So what do you recommend besides the AMSOIL then?
Royal Purple, but the Royal Purple doesn't have the life like AMSOIL, so we always try to give you the longer life.
But it, if you already have 60,000, then put the Royal Purple.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we have Mario from Capoli.
Hey, Mario.
Hi. Hello, George.
Hi.
Yeah, I have a for the 96 GU trucker, when on stop, what, when on, hello, when on, hello?
You're breaking up.
When on is taking.
I think you gotta try call back again.
Okay.
Hard to understand.
Okay.
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 Okay. What's happening?
Maybe bad connection.
Okay.
But he had a car question for you, I guess, but I don't know what it was. And I guess he has to call back next week.
Yeah, call back next week. Sorry, we gotta go. Please take care of each other, folks, and change what is what it is today, and make it Hawaii like it used to be. Okay? Please don't drink and drive, and please vote. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.